With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't wait.
I need you in one of those giant straw hats.
Yes.
That says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in-store.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Welcome back, friends, and welcome back to the States, Joy.
Thanks so much. Thanks. I'm glad you guys held down the fort while I was gone. I missed you, but I'm glad to be back. And what an episode to come back to.
What an episode to come home to. And also, you poor thing, to be so jet lagged for.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm going to survive. But yeah, it's the second day. I took that flight from London to Nashville, the direct flight yesterday. And it's the one you really try and stay awake on because you land at 7 p.m. and you want to be able to actually fall asleep at night.
Yeah.
So it was fine, but it got me the next day.
Yeah. The second day hit.
Yeah.
Your body's like, what do you mean sleep? We're supposed to be awake right now. And
exactly.
Then vice versa.
So if I don't make a lot of sense today, y'all just can forgive me, please.
Okay, so when this episode opened on The Sims, did you think you were hallucinating or were you like, have I clicked the wrong show?
I did for a second. What is this? Why are we? Oh, wait, it's Tree Hill Characters. Okay,
yeah.
This is definitely something. There was, I can't even, as soon as I saw the hospital.
Yeah.
It opened on The Sims, but as soon as I saw the hospital and then Dan's heart, the little beeper thing, I went, oh my God. No.
I know you knew this what episode it was. Guys, this is the episode we get talked about. Well, I won't say talked about the most for. I will say made fun of the most for.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It is none other than season 6, episode 18, Searching for a Former Clarity. The episode aired March 23rd, 2009. Lucas and Julian hit a setback with the production of the film when Julian's dad gets fired. Peyton and Haley help Mia with her new single. Brooke must intervene when Sam is arrested for stealing. Not sure she does it appropriately, but we'll get to that. And Jamie discovers the truth about Dan and Uncle Keith. This episode, there are such sweet moments in it, and it's also such a doozy. And yeah, a dog eats a heart and everything is insane. But first and foremost, I have to say, when it started on The Sims, I literally out loud said, "Why are we starting on The Sims?" And then I said, "Why is Andy here?" And then I realized it wasn't Andy, it was Dan.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
But Dan's Sims animation to me looks like Karen's husband, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He did. Mm. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. I'm glad it was only briefly, though, the Sims thing. But it was cute. I like the idea of seeing things through Jamie's eyes, which they seemed to do a lot of in this episode, just taking a look at, you know, yeah, you're right. So there were a lot of really poignant, meaningful moments. And then there were just bizarre dog eating hearts moments, but I liked it. I think overall, I'm just thinking about this now. Like if the dog eating the heart in the hospital was not in this episode, do I like this episode? And I do.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There has to be a way for Dan to not get the heart.
Yeah.
The extreme choice of having a dog that's eaten pounds of weed so it's high and hungry eat the heart is, you know, a choice that was made.
Strong choice.
It was so silly to me. Oh, let's just get it over with. It like pulled me out because I was like, why is it in a lunchbox? Yeah. Why isn't it sealed? It should be hermetically sealed or whatever the term is for, you know, so it doesn't get contaminated. And like all of the little things where I was like, it's so far-fetched that I can't.
Yeah.
I can't stop asking questions instead of actually watching the scene. But then I did have to wonder, is that because we've been ridiculed for this for a decade and a half? And so we're just ready to hate it. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. I think the mistake that they made, in my opinion, was not building it up enough. Not taking the time to show, like instead of starting on The Sims, which I appreciate the sentimentality of seeing things through Jamie's eyes. However, if we had started on the medic who was whatever, coming in from a bender the night before and didn't seal the thing up properly, and we follow the case and it's like, why is it? I have no idea why it was in a lunchbox.
I was like, what's happening?
I don't know why. But if they had actually come up with plausible explanations for just, you know, when it rains, it pours, when everything goes wrong, there are days when it's the perfect storm. If we saw why the heart falling out was the perfect storm, then it really would have actually paid off, I think.
Yeah.
That you've been following it the whole time, like here it comes. And then it doesn't, then the dog eats the heart. Like that would have been interesting. But yeah, to have it suddenly just be there and then gone.
Well,
I didn't quite buy
and
it.
Why did the man whose dog ate his drugs take the dog to the ER and not to the vet?
Because he was high too. And the nurse said it. She was like, I'm going to sit your ass down. I'm going to call a veterinarian. Yeah. It was, there were ways that could have improved that, but it didn't happen. Nevertheless, setting that to the side. There were so many things about this episode that I really did love, enjoy, appreciate. So I don't know. Let's get started. What was the first? Okay, I didn't write my notes in order because I'm brain dead right now.
I've got mine in order. I will say, I loved just getting to watch Kate sing and how it sets us up later for the arc for Mia and Haley and Peyton. And I really like that there was this sort of mirroring thing happening with the boys, with Julian and Lucas and Vanderbeek. I don't know why I can't call him by his character's name because he just makes me giggle. But it's like, I like seeing these creative teams. And in a way, it gives me that sort of nostalgia for the high school years of the show, because it's like the girls are off on an adventure and the boys are off on an adventure. And then you actually see skills with all the little kids playing basketball. And I don't know, there's something really sweet happening. And it's fun to get to watch those groups. I really enjoyed all of that.
Me too. It was. There were a lot of moments of transition. I did love seeing the groups of Haley, Mia, and Peyton. Was nice to see them back together. It did remind me a bit of, the high school stuff when we would go off and we had scavenger hunt night, or when we had stuck in a car siphoning gas night inside of the road stuff. All those little moments. They really were good. That writer's room was good at bringing back that feeling, recalling those moments for the audience. Yeah.
And there was something happening in this episode too, where we were using our locations really well. I loved seeing all the boys on the river court over and over again, and not just the three making the movie, but also, you know, Nathan and Lucas at the end. I loved, you know, you guys all over. You were home and at school and at Trick, and like everything just felt so full. Even that scene with all of us lined up at the bar, kind of drowning our sorrows together, and then Beat comes in really upbeat. Yeah. Like it just, a lot of it felt fun. There was a lot of really good motion and blocking. And it was nice.
I'm going to give up my honorable mention early because James Vanderbeek is electric in this episode. I mean,
he's so great.
I feel like he always comes in and he had a lot of energy, but it was as though he's the anti-Dawson in this in this space, which must have been interesting for him as an actor to come back, work on the same stages with this whole new crew of actors that took over the crew and the stages that they had been on for so long. And I love that he made this choice to come in and play this wild, loud, over-the-top character. And he did it so sincerely. It didn't feel, it was over the top, but it didn't feel implausible. Again, like that, there was something about the way he did the performance that was like, I'm like, I mean, he's a douche, but I kind of know this guy. I kind of met this guy. So much energy. He, every single scene that he walked into, he just soaked up, sucked all the energy. Not sucked, but I guess he absorbed all of it. I'm saying it wrong. Help, jet lag.
I know what you mean. It's like he really...
He gave it all. I don't know.
It's like he would take whatever was thrown at him and then throw it back twice the size in a good way. Like he was making so much more out of what was happening in the room. And it was really fun. And by the way, I even... I wrote this down in his first scene, you know, that he's so gross, this man sitting saying, you have to get me a helicopter so I can have sex in it. But he's so funny. I was like, he is even charming to me. While, by the way, literally that whole scene revolving around the fact that this director is rewarding the casting couch. Like, it's so gross, and it's such a clear,
so gross,
icky thing that our boss like wrote into this episode. And it's, it's just gross. And yet, watching James Vanderbeek do it, I absolutely love it. He's a douche and I love him. It's like the guy you love to hate.
Yeah. Well, in the context, he's making fun of it, but he's doing it in a way where you can enjoy the experience, but you're aware of how absolutely disgusting and ridiculous it is. It was great. Yeah. It was a very masterful performance. I really appreciated
It's really fun when you get a charming villain.
Yeah.
You know, someone who's fun to think the worst about. That's really enjoyable, rather than having to be terrified or, you know, traumatized or whatever that we're all just exhausted by. I really like being able to laugh at the bad guy.
Yeah, I do too. Because we used to be able to do that with Dan early on, but he went dark so fast that now it's so dark so fast. Now it feels a lot like he's going through a very dramatic transition.
Yeah, this is a gnarly time for Dan. I did love the little jab that Lucas gets in when Lucas and Peyton come in for their checkup and see Dan, and he says, I'm getting a heart, and Luke goes, it's about time. I was like, that's
so
nice.
Good. Yeah, I did a little double take on that one.
It's so on the nose, but like, it is funny.
Yeah, about time. Yeah, it's so interesting to be in a small town. You've got mm-hmm. your heart transplant coming in. And everybody he knows that is around him. It's so funny, actually, how everybody is dealing with his impending death.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's pretty casual about it, I guess, yeah. by now, because they're like...
They're like, just die already. It's so dark. Like the fact that Deb goes, this is where I say goodbye, and then just like turns around to keep doing whatever she's doing in the kitchen. I was like, I mean, I know Damn. You hate him more That's than cold. Anyone, but woman, you were married to this man. Like, that's it?
That's it. Yeah, that was gnarly. Poor little Jamie's the only one who cares. And then finally he says, you shot Keith. I got to get out of here. Take me home.
Yeah, there's something very, it almost feels very plaintive, you know, in Paul's performance, the wanting a second chance so badly and then realizing you're not going to get it and having to see that everyone is okay with that. Everyone yeah. in your life and family is like, good, you didn't deserve a second chance. That has to be so heavy.
Yeah, how would you deal with that? I mean, that's like him going out into the ocean, I guess. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. Just, I really did love that scene.
Him in the water.
I did. Yeah, I loved it. I loved so much about it. Because I've been there, I've been in that, in the pain of feeling like, hey, God, you, like, how dare you allow this A, B, and C to happen to me? And I love that he's like, I'm not going to pray and I'm not going to cower or whatever. If you come get me, cause that's the best you got, you know? Mm. I love it because it's so funny because he is praying. That's what he's doing. That's what he's exactly what he's doing by even just acknowledging the presence of something bigger than him that is watching, I don't know, involved, doesn't care, whatever the perspective is, he still is acknowledging that and having this dialogue that keeps him from being lonely.
Well, and he has no one else left to talk
to.
And
he has no one else left.
And what a big statement, right? You know, he's in the ocean screaming, I give up.
Yeah. Yeah, I give up.
It's like more than surrender.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, potentially attempting to end his life. And it's so, it's interesting that someone like Dan, who has always exhibited that he thinks he's in control, like a real narcissist does, to say, I give up is like, oh boy. And I don't think it's an accident then that afterward, the next meaningful interaction he has with the only person who's still interested in speaking to him, who's Jamie, is when he tells the truth about Keith.
Yeah. He just gave up. He's like, I'm actually just done.
Yeah, what's left?
Trying to manipulate, organize. Now knowing kind of what comes in the next few seasons with Dan, did he actually give up or did he just become the same person all over again? I don't know. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Paul did such a great job with that. I really did. And it was moving.
Mm-hmm.
Deb, I was happy to see the two of them in this episode too, because it's been a minute
since
they were on camera together and back in the same room. Barb, I mean, she had a lot to do in this episode between dealing with all the emotional stuff. Okay, my ex-husband who's tortured me and destroyed relationships all over this town and destroyed so many things in my life is about to die. I feel good about that. And I've got this hot young snack who is all about me, wants to have kids with me, wants to do this whole life. And she's trying to let him down easy. I mean, this woman has a lot going on.
She's really on the roller coaster of the highs and lows. But I have to say, I just loved that when Skills does the thing where he, you know, flirts with her about how they could have some kids eventually. And she says, no, no. And he's like, oh, you know, baby, you could have more kids. Like, you're not that old, whatever that means. And she just very simply says, yes, I could, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, sir, that's not going to be my journey. Yeah. And I loved that. And I love that we did that in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not this year, by the way, where Sofia Vergara talks about her marriage to our friend ending because he wanted to have kids. And she was like, I've done that. Like, my son is post-college. No, sir, that's not my journey.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, she talked about it like publicly recently. And I thought how cool to be able to be so honest.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people are just getting honest about so many more things, like whether it's, you know,
yeah, there's no
saying,
shame
no, I'm
that.
Done or fertility or whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
You know, I feel like more and more people are just getting a little more pragmatic about it. And maybe that's mm-hmm. because we realize that not being pragmatic about women and our health and our bodies leads to people with no medical expertise making laws about them. So yep. Like, we better talk about it.
Guess we should start talking.
Yeah. I just thought that was so refreshing. It was like, it's not drama. It's not anything. It's just these two people are at very different stages in their lives, which means their relationship can't continue. And it was really interesting to see that modeled on our show by this woman who just stood yeah. in her power and just went, oh, no, I know, but that's not for me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it really, I was so taken aback by it in a good way.
Yeah. And also that she had the, it's a sacrifice. It's not just standing in her, she is for sure standing in her power, but there yeah. has to, there's a real humility and sacrifice to putting what's best for someone else in front of what you want. Because I'm sure like nothing would have made her feel better than to hunker down with Skills. They had a good thing going. It was yeah. fun. They made each other feel really good and really safe. And it was, I really have enjoyed the trajectory of their relationship.
Me too.
It was a surprise and I loved it. But putting, like, she could see his future that he was not old enough to understand what it is that he would be sacrificing.
Right.
And she was.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when I was, 19 or 20, living in New York City, somebody invited me to this slam poetry thing. And slam poetry was it wasn't popular back then. Nobody, I'd never heard of it. Nobody was really doing much of it. But it was at CBGB's, which is now closed. So sad.
Now it's a John Varvatos store. Not that I don't like John Varvatos, but it does break my heart.
Oh, God.
I'm like, your leather jackets are great, but this place used to be really cool.
Epic.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you. Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home. So I got invited to this thing and I went and it was super cool. I mean, just hearing all of these artists get up and share poetry, sometimes with music, like they might have somebody with them playing music, or they would just kind of rap it out or whatever. And this woman gets up and she doesn't have music and she's not rapping or anything. And she just has this story to tell. And she told the story of this beautiful, it was probably like a 5-minute story, this beautiful romance that she had with this younger man who was 10 years younger than her. I think she was maybe 35. Mm. And it was so, it made her feel so alive. She had had so many bad relationships before and it was so healthy and beautiful. Mm. And they got engaged and she realized that the one thing he really wanted was kids and she didn't. she just did not, she just didn't want to have them. And she had to, she told this really heartbreaking story about how she let him go. And it was a major sacrifice and it broke her heart and it broke his heart. And so many people in their life were like, are you sure? I mean, like, come on, is that you guys love each other. You only get one life. She just said, I cannot do that to him. He doesn't know what he's losing. He doesn't know what he's sacrificing, but I promise I am helping him with his future. This is the best thing I could do for him. Anyway, she said at the end of the story, fast forward, 3 years later, she runs into him on the street and he's got a 2-year-old on his shoulders and his new wife had a baby in her arms and he just gave her a big hug and said, thank you so much. And I have never forgotten that story. It's so powerful to think about how difficult it is sometimes for us to let things that we really want go for the sake of someone else's good.
Yeah. And you know what I think about that too is like when you can see the writing on the wall, it doesn't matter how much love there's been between you or what the history is or how hard you wanted to try, like you just know. And somebody has to be brave first. But if you're willing to be brave first, you can set the both of you free.
Yeah.
Because to your point, someone might be like, no, I don't want it to be over. And it's like, yeah, but you're not going to get what you ultimately want here. And neither am I. And so one of us has to be brave first.
It's just going to, it's going to rot. Like you've got to, you got to get to it before it starts to turn. Oh, which doesn't negate all the time you've spent or all of the investment or all of because something ends, it doesn't mean that it was a waste of time. But you cannot keep wasting time once you know where you're at.
Once you see it, you just can't unsee it.
Yeah.
And I think, I actually think that's something we should start celebrating. Because what we like to do is celebrate the surface and be like, oh, look at this thing that looks picture perfect or that thing that looks whatever, fill in the blank. But it's like,
yeah,
I think we should start to celebrate each other when we say, you know what? It's not what I thought. I've learned the lesson. Okay. Like it's a really brave thing and I like it. And I like that Nanny Deb
That's
is brave.
That's so cool, Soph. What would that look like? Celebrating sacrifice.
It's not even necessarily the sacrifice. I just think we should celebrate people when they make the best decision for them, whether that's staying or leaving, whether that's Deb hunkering down with skills or saying, I know this part of you. Because by the way, we would all be healthier. And to bring it back to the show, like it's such a healthy thing she's modeling. And she sees him and she's just like, listen, I see this about you. And it's a smart device in the writing that we get to watch him coaching the kids because it's so cute and it is so sweet. And we see Andre and Jamie together and we love that their friendship is continuing. And you know, the best three name we've ever heard is Coach Uncle Skills. And it like melts your heart. You know, he sits those kids down and he gives them these compliments and he tells them why they're great, even though they're small and no one's actually a skilled athlete yet, you know? And you really do get to see that he has an innate goodness with them. And that's what she mirrors back to him. And she doesn't make it personal and she doesn't make it emotional and she's not cold, but she's not sobbing. It's not this big thing. It's just like, this is the end of the line for us because we both want two very different outcomes and that's okay.
Yeah, I agree. Another testament to Antoine's abilities too. I don't know that he was given, not I don't know. He definitely wasn't utilized to the best of his abilities on the show. No. I mean, he got some moments, but man, I really wish he had been integrated more heavily into a lot of the storylines because he's just so capable.
Me too.
So capable as an actor. For going from fun and playful immediately into dropping in and realizing how difficult this is going to be. And just watching him go from being even playing a teenager to being a really strong young man who's now growing up into a full grown man to figure out what he wants with his life. he gave his character such an arc that the writers didn't give him. He took care of it himself. He just was like, I got this. You're not going to give it to me. Let me just do it myself. So talented.
Yeah, he always did. And it's just so much fun to watch.
Yes, I know.
You know, and it's like, you sort of wonder, is it the chicken or the egg, right? Where you're like, well, he was always so good at making a meal out of anything they gave him. Did that make them a little lazier with him? Mm. Or were they just, you know, focused on the quote unquote core five storylines more and then putting him in where it felt like it made sense? I don't know, but I agree. I just want more skills.
Yeah. I think that happens on a lot of TV shows, though, when you've got a character who's really charismatic and an actor you can just trust to run with something. Yeah, I think they do. Mm. At the end of the day, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The ones that are like you can rely on are just kind of, okay, well, we can trust him. He'll take care of this. But yeah, I mean, I would love to see more of him. I'd love to see more of Antoine in anything, honestly.
Yeah. You know, I love nothing more than to be cozy. I'm always cold.
Oh, yes.
So to have gotten this beautiful cashmere fisherman crew neck sweater, Mongolian cashmere, no less, for under $100, I'm just on cloud nine and I feel like I'm wrapped in it. I'm obsessed. I know.
The way you bury yourself in cashmere. Well, friends, weather's getting warmer. So yes, it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters. Quince is where you want to go. I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that just, well, if I do say so myself, keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dramaqueens for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/dramaqueens to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dramaqueens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Listen, you guys, I'm obsessed and I just never really saw it coming.
What are you obsessed with?
I don't obsess over things, but I am obsessed with Skims.
Oh, I was wearing this yesterday, my cotton jersey t-shirt from Skims. They're so soft and they hug my body in such a comfortable way that I don't feel like I'm strapped in, like it's all really breathable, but it's very flattering. It's really cute, but it's a nice fabric. So it feels like I can throw it on with sweats or with a kind of a fancy skirt and go upscale at night. There's something about this t-shirt that's really versatile. I love it. From cropped silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there is a style for everyone. Literally everyone. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. You're going to become one of those ladies where you open up the drawer, you open the cabinets, and it's all the same shirt just over
it's
and over and over.
It's a uniform.
Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X.
Now, if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I do want to, I'm just going to say it now because perhaps that's that musing or questioning I just did is going to be viewed as a criticism of the writers. I didn't mean it to be, but I actually do have a major criticism. I hate that they made me use the R word in that scene with Sam. I hated it then. I hate it now. I think the idea that like a foster parent would say that to a kid, I don't know. I hated it so much, but it was a battle that I lost. They wanted the fight to be like explosive and whatever. And it makes me feel so cringy now.
Wait, but she didn't say that Sam was. She was saying that she told the store owner as the like as an excuse. It was meant as a comedic moment, right? And I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just clarifying like what the...
I think it was meant as a comedic moment, but I just think it's like, I think it's so ugly.
Yeah.
I think like if you have to punch down to tell a joke, you're just not that good at telling jokes.
Yeah.
And oh boy, I hated it so much. But I will say in the like immediate, like, oh, I remember this day and like the fights about it. I also remember something that I like, which is they were like, this has to be like an explosive fight. And I was like, I can't just like scream at her because I am like yelling.
I was expecting Unfixable to be the thing that you fought on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't love that either. But the idea that it had to be so explosive for everything to change later, for her to go to Julian on my behalf, for Julian to come to me on her behalf, for us to make up over Jack, like all the stuff that I loved so much. It was actually a moment that I was really grateful to be pushed because the conversation was, if it's not something you feel so bad about doing, the payoff won't be as big for the audience when you feel bad about it. And it's really interesting because sometimes it made me think like, sometimes I have this instinct where I don't want my character to be an asshole, especially 6 years in. I love Brooke Davis and I am like, I think she knows better than this by now, but the reality is that human beings make mistakes. And by the time I got to the end of the episode, I was like, they were right. Having me really flip out and really raise my voice was right. It was the right call. I needed to really go overboard so I could apologize for going overboard. Yeah. Okay. And it was so funny to me to be watching it at, you know, in 2024 and be like, I remember how upset I was about this in 2009 and I'm glad I was pushed.
That's great. No, I'm glad you were too. And I'm glad my brain is shutting down. I have no vocabulary words. When you give in, whatever, there's a better word for that.
When you acquiesce.
I thought it was a C word, but I couldn't figure it out. Thank you. When you acquiesce, and I'm glad that you did because I agree. It was a total, it was a payoff totally worth experiencing. It really was. And it was great for Sam's character too, to be able to go through that arc of walking through the whole episode and feeling like I really am unfixable. And then to have that mirrored back to her, actually, I was wrong. I'm sorry. There's so many great things that happen when an adult admits they were wrong to a child.
Yes.
It's so powerful. I've seen it happen in my own life with my daughter. It's been powerful for me even in my adult life when one of my parents has apologized for something. It's really powerful. I loved seeing that.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's cool about it, you know, it's really interesting, right? Having this perspective 20 years after the show came out, because
one of the words we use on this podcast a lot is modeling. Like, what are we modeling for our audience? What are we, you know, what were we modeling then that we can see now? And I really think it's important what you're talking about is, especially when kids are young and adults are willing to admit that they were wrong or apologize for mistakes or say they're sorry for raising their voice or hurting their feelings or whatever it might have been. It also teaches kids that they're allowed to make mistakes and that the mistakes are not catastrophic.
Yes.
They are allowed to be imperfect and it's totally human and okay. And as a person who does a lot of therapy for this, cut to the ad, JK, I know how transformative it's been to begin to have that with my own family, even as an adult, because I didn't.
Yeah. Do you think the reason you were fighting back on it so much when you were younger is because, like, did you have trouble admitting when you felt like you had made a mistake in real life? You didn't know where to put it. Like, was it, did it feel like there was shame? And so you didn't know where to put it and you didn't want Brooke to feel that way?
Yeah. I think anything that pushes like on the shame button is hard for me because there was just no room for mistakes.
Yeah.
Like that just was not a thing that was allowed. Yeah. And the irony is, like, perfectionism is when you are ingrained to be or become a perfectionist, you are consciously or unconsciously signing yourself up to be a constant failure because perfection doesn't exist. So it just, like, keeps you living in a shame spiral. Yeah. And I think what's really powerful about what you're saying, like modeling with your kid now, what I've been able to see shift in my family as an adult with my own, you know, parents, and what I see with so many of the parents in my life is the spaced, you know, for fallibility and for mistake and having it be something you don't have to be ashamed of at all is such a big deal. And the interesting thing is that I can see how much shame Sam carries and how that's one of the things that Brooke wants her not to feel. But in a way, Brooke has to make her feel ashamed in this episode for them to both learn a lesson.
That's a great point. I love when I see that happen in stories like these or just in real life, when the thing that you're going through or the mistake that, like, the mistake that I make and feel horrible about, and then I have to go back and apologize or whatever. And then seeing how the other person actually needed that, like Maria, for example, if I do something, I yell or I, whatever it is, all the many millions of mistakes that I have made as a parent. And going back and then it gives her the permission. And when you kind of pull back for a bird's eye view and look at the cosmic meanings of things like this and you go, oh, so in a way, my mistake was always meant to happen because it's providing this sense of mercy and space for another person to realize, oh, it's okay to make mistakes. And we're all just doing that for each other, like handing off the permissions to be human.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And it's like, I think the interesting thing about what I see in Brooke and Sam's dynamic from this vantage point is they both really see the best in each other and they both see the way the other gets in their own way. Like, Brooke can see where Sam gets in her own way. And Sam fully calls Brooke out on how she's getting in her own way and calls Julian out.
Oh, the message on the machine.
so good. And her grabbing the phone and being like, yeah, she's right here, and forcing the adult in the room to talk to the other adult because they're the ones being children and they won't do it. Like, I love the dynamic so much. And I love that because someone is advocating for her in this new way, it really does force Brooke to confront the fact that she is terrified to be in love with someone again. You know, she's just like, I don't know if
that
I can do it.
That was cute, by the way, that opening sequence with you and Austin with the I don't do that.
Oh, in the last episode.
I love you. Oh, yeah. It's so funny. Yeah, really funny.
I know.
You guys are great together.
Yeah. We just have like such good chemistry. And like, you know, we've known each other since we were 23 years old. Like there is so much, even now, like there's just so much affection between us. And
I love getting to look back at, there's really something too, I think, when you have such deep familiarity with people. Like if he'd been a stranger cast, I'm sure we would have, you know, found something great. But like,
sure.
There's when you have a depth of familiarity on camera with someone, it adds like a little something special. And I don't know. I love their dynamic together. I'm like, I root for these two. They're very cutie.
I do
like
too.
Them.
And it's kind of immediate too. I mean, you like Brooke and Owen. I liked the doctor guy that she never got to have a relationship with. Brooke and Lucas had their moment. There was some really fun stuff there, but it wasn't electric like it is on camera with, man, you guys are so great. And it's that friendship. It's the familiarity. It's the ease of moving around each other where you're not getting to know a new actor in each other's mannerisms. And there's just so much comfort, and you could see that. And I really love these two together a lot.
I feel like I see the exact same thing in Haley and Nathan in this episode too. Like, you and James have such a good shared language after all these years that I love the humor that they put into the dynamic of him sort of sitting back and letting you like hurricane around because you're mad and you're hurt and you're righteous and you're all these things that you absolutely deserve to be. And he's just like, you reorganizing the kitchen? Like, it really killed me. And I also was like, wow, this is like a moment where as a viewer, I feel a little attacked because I reorganize the kitchen when I am stressed out. I was like, why do we do that? Is that such an ADHD thing that we do where we're like, wow, I don't want to deal with this. So what I'm going to do is alphabetize the spices.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I don't tend to do that I guess it's two different types of neurodivergent. You can always have your different flavor. My flavor is I'll do that in the middle of the argument. Like I get avoidant in the middle of it and I'm organizing the drawer while I'm trying to have a real conversation.
It's like your hands need to be busy for your mind to think.
I have to have something to do. It's probably my pride too, because it's too vulnerable to just sit and stare at somebody in the eyes and be like, I'm mad at you. Why did you say that?
Yeah. This is uncomfortable. Let's
it feels better to just be like, I'm going to organize the drawer and you can think about what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can sit there and look at me while I do something productive.
That's right. That's right. It's so dumb and transparent.
I loved the phone call with you guys. I thought that it was so sweet.
Yeah.
And it just made me giggle. It felt really familiar. I thought it was great writing. And then when you circle back and, you know, he's telling you the things he knows about you, right? That you're going to do the right thing, that you're going to, that you're going to figure it out. And I love that we see, as the episode goes on, Haley really sink into the realization that the right thing is the true thing. And I'm going to tell these kids, and yes, I'm going to lose my job and it's going to be awful. And they will miss out on the rest of the year in my class, but this will be the example I can set for them that they will never forget.
Yeah.
And I thought that was
very cool. Yeah. Cause when somebody, I was thinking about that too, that storyline, that is how tough decisions come up. It's like, it's going to have to be one thing or the other. And when somebody puts you in a position where you have to either do it their way or lose, I don't know, something that's important to you, or it's going to cost someone else something, like her class is going to lose. They're a really great teacher. But at the end of the day, that's not on her. That's on Principal Rimkus. Is that what they called this woman?
Why is her name Rimkus?
I don't know. But it is. It's on her. And Haley, I really appreciated watching her as, you know, I'm removed now. It's been so long because I don't really remember doing this storyline. But walking with the character through realizing I've been put into this position by someone else and I just can't, you can't force me to change because of whatever your power thing. Like, I just can't. And I want to stay here for these students and I want to be the best teacher that they've ever had, but not at the expense of, you know, truth and what she feels. So she walks out. And I kind of was surprised because I didn't remember what actually was going to happen. I thought maybe Haley was going to just go, yeah, look, I didn't do what I was told to do. Because there is something a little complicated about that. Like, that's her boss. That's her boss telling her, you're not allowed to do this. And so I guess technically she could have said, I disobeyed my employer. I went against what I was told to do as an employee. And therefore, I'm suffering consequences for it. I mean, there, I guess you could have made a case for it, but anyway, sorry, I'm just babbling through that in my brain.
No, it does. It gives you that like yucky taste. Yeah. And I think it's really interesting because I could see that it gave you that yucky taste in your mouth when Nathan said to Haley, sometimes you got to play the game. You were like, no,
I don't want to.
This isn't one of those times. Yeah. And I think there is something to be said for that when you have that sort of intuition and you go, no, this is different. Something's different. Yeah. And yeah, I loved it. I loved this whole storyline for you. I love when you get, you know, the opportunity to be like frustrated and pissed. And I love that it winds up giving us this like, you know, girls summer camp energy in the studio.
Yeah, so fun. It's fun. I'm excited to see what happens with Mia's record too. I don't remember much of the Mia storyline. So this will be fun to see what happens.
Yeah.
And Peyton kind of got a break in this episode. There wasn't much except for her dealing with it. She had so much in the previous, so much heavy.
Yeah. I was wondering, and I don't know if you remember, but I was like, what were Hillary and James doing? Because they both
really
got a break on this one. And I was like, did they get sent somewhere to like do something? Or did they just get lucky and have a couple of days to like walk around downtown or go to the beach? I don't know.
Okay, but speaking of Nathan, I really loved seeing him out on the river court with Lucas again. Anytime I see those boys together on the river court, it makes me so happy. Yeah. And it was really fun on the heels of Lucas and Julian creating these new river court memories, but really folding Julian in with everybody.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really smart, fun, nuanced way of bringing him into the family, which clearly he was brought in by the next season. Yeah, I love seeing those boys. Anytime we get to see those boys on the court and watching the two of them, two brothers, come to grips with the death of their father, the impending death of their father, and talking about it so casually, but also there's gravitas, but it's like, what do we do with this? We keep going around and around in this circle with him. I guess it's over. Weird.
Yeah, it's a lot to carry. And I thought, I was really glad that they got to laugh a bit when Lucas told Nathan what happened. It was the sort of, this is ridiculous comic relief that we all needed, even as viewers. And then to see them begin to sink into the heavier bits and then Dan show up, it felt nice.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice to see them, to your point, trying to make sense of this thing that makes no sense at all together.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I loved that this episode set us up so much for the future. There were so many doors that opened up in this episode for what's going to happen next. What's going to happen with Mia? Peyton was set up in the previous episode. And what's going to happen with Haley now? No job. What's going to happen with Brooke and Julian? Now he's leaving. What's going to happen with Sam and Jack now that he's sort of back in the picture and there's maybe a safer space. And then what's going to happen with Brooke and Sam? And then with Deb and Skills both now separating, there's all this open runway in front of everyone except Dan.
Yeah, it feels exciting.
I guess his open runway is the afterlife, whatever that looks like for Dan Scott.
His runway is a dead end. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Juliana says, what is one trend from your teenage years that you wish would come back? I say listening to music, like just everybody's on their phones now.
Yeah.
Man, just to get in the car, go for a drive and put on an album and listen to the record. Just that's what you're doing. You're just listening to this, to the album together. Oh,
it's so funny that you said that because I was going to say CDs.
Really?
And I know they're wasteful and I know, but that thing of... you would put on an album to listen to it from top start to finish. You would buy a whole album. You wouldn't listen to like songs in a jumbled Spotify playlist of the week learned by the algorithm. Yeah. Like I miss putting a CD in and being like, here we go.
because a CD can't be interrupted by a phone call. You know, when we listen to music on our phones, we're also then just on our phones all the time. And our phones are designed to keep us on apps and social and email and texting. And I miss the focus of it.
I miss when I would put a CD in and I had my three or four favorite songs and I would just listen to those over and over. And then there were times when I'd put the album in and I'd kind of forget that it was on because I'd be doing something else. And then I'd find a song I had heard before that I kind of thought was boring, but then I hear it from a new perspective and I fall in love with that one. And then I listen to some of the others. Yeah. It's just a constant gift that keeps on giving. And now we don't really get that opportunity, which is why everyone just releases singles instead of albums, because we all have the attention span of a gnat. And I miss it.
It's terrible.
I miss it.
I do want to just say I absolutely understand the irony of two women with ADHD talking about how we have no attention span, but it is a global thing, okay,
listen,
everyone?
We have hyper-focus, okay? It's a superpower.
Yeah. Yeah. It's why one of my love languages is to unpack for people when they move. I'm like, please, please give me 8 hours of boxes to open. It's like,
yeah, give me a break from my life.
Oh, it's like catnip for me.
Okay, we're spinning a wheel. Dun, 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 dun.
We're spinning a wheel.
Well, okay, I read the fan question. Go.
Okay, who is most likely to blab their best friend's secret?
I can't think of anybody in real life. I mean, character-wise,
no.
I don't know, Rachel?
I was going to say Rachel, too. Which is funny because Danielle is such a good, safe vault of a human. But yeah, I think Rachel had that, especially in the high school years, her character had that default of I'm going to weaponize what I know about you. So I think that's probably why I think it's her.
I feel like I could see a world where it's Bevan, but it like character-wise.
Like
character-wise.
But an accident.
An accident or like she really is... Like she didn't know it was a secret or she's trying to help, you know?
I can see Bevan like saying the secret again on camera, Bevan.
Yeah.
And then being like, wait, I thought everybody.
Well, I'll take those two because I can't think of, and even if I could, I wouldn't say it, a real life person.
Yeah, no.
No, thanks. We like our friends.
No, we've been vaults for a long time. We shall continue to be. Next up, we have season 6, episode 19 called Letting Go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
This is the story of the one.
As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.